Good morning. 7:23 a.m. on Friday, August the 7th, 2026. There, I knew there was a 6 in there somewhere. On a mostly blue sky, a somewhat smoky morning here in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. The heat goes on. It's going to be another hot one. It was 103 here, 104 yesterday. It's only 66, 68 here at the moment. I got a nice little breeze. If I can make it home before the day heats up, that would be good. I got a bunch of stuff to do today. It does seem to pile up until I can't postpone it anymore. And the difficulty with that is that it everything comes due at once, of course. So I've got a grocery run this morning. I've got workmen coming this afternoon. I got to get some time to write today. I spent some time with Roger. I tossed out a bunch of words. The whole situation was stupid. It was just, as Barbara Griffin said, this is a farce. And I realized that she was talking to me. So, yeah, I dumped a bunch of crap last night. I need to get back to it this morning and put something else in place. I need to do something else. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to you. The old suddenly a body appears is not good advice, nor is man with a gun burst into the room. Terrible advice. And so apparently. An unknown relative appears at the door. Yeah, that was, no, that was not cool. I mean, it was fun to write. It was, I felt like I had, a nice narrative thread running on a proposition that was completely implausible. So I don't necessarily want to throw the whole idea out. I just need to figure out, all right, this isn't working. What part of it? Is it the whole thing? Is it what? So, yeah, that won't happen until I sit down with the word processing file and start going again. And we'll see how that goes on. Easy peasy. Sometime amidst all the interruptions today, probably after dinner, the way things are going. The glucose fight goes on. Some days I think I'm winning, some days I think I'm losing. I do know my average is coming down, so coming down slowly is better than not coming down at all. I'll take that. My heart rate is not sky high this morning. I'll take that too. Not exactly sure what happened to me. 2 days in a row. It might have been the smoke in the air, although there's a lot of smoke in the air this morning. You can see it in the photo. It's the sunrise was just blood red because of all the stuff in the air. I continue to find little details about No Man's Sky that keep me engaged in it. Some of the things that I thought I knew are not. It's just an interesting problem. I'm working on my multi-tool lineup. When you first start out, the idea is, oh, I just need to get one good multi-tool. And the answer is, yeah, you could. But each one, and I have learned, each one has its own advantages and drawbacks. I need to work on those. I was convinced of this when I got a hold of an Atlantid staff, which is, it looks like a rifle. And invested some nanites in it to take it all the way up to S class, and then outfitted it for mining. And holy mother of pearl! I thought I had a good run. I thought I had a good gun. I thought I had a good mining tool. Doesn't touch this one. Doesn't touch it. I had to change some thinking about how I arranged the tools in its, or the items in its inventory to maximize the outcomes. And I have been boosting the boosters, which seemed to work pretty well, until I sat down and actually ran the numbers. And it turns out, yeah, it works pretty good, but it doesn't work the best. And if you're going to invest a whole tool to do one thing really, really well, you don't want it to be pretty good. You want it to be the best. And so I fumbled around yesterday for the better part of 2 hours, tweaking and touching and moving and adjusting and counting. I built a goddamn spreadsheet so that I could keep track of all the variations on how it happened and what went where and who's. And yeah, that's how I learned that the one tool that I had been using for mining is pretty good. It's not anywhere near as good as the Atlantid. What it is good for is damage, apparently. So today I'm going to play games with damage. Oh my god, it already kicks ass. I have two that do damage at the moment. One is fine-tuned for derelict freighter operations, I need to upgrade his visor. The other is, I named it Scan and Bash. So I have a tool that I can carry when I'm wandering around, likely to be jumped by, oddly enough, plants. I've been damaged more by plants than I have by animals. But thanks to some fancy hotkeys, I'm able to switch between the tools pretty seamlessly. It works out really well. All right, let's turn eastward. What's it look like? Not bad. I haven't run into anybody this morning, so it's like one guy on a bicycle. One lady just came past a minute ago with her dog. I think that was it. I got cobweb hanging from my cap visor. Where did that come from? Heart rate still ticking to 124. That's good. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. I'm really obsessing over little things, physical, as I'm trying to scope out what this radical shift in diet has done or is doing. It's not just fewer carbs, which generate less glucose, but it's also fewer calories, because most of my calories came from carbs. I think most of them do, anyway. The sugar we need to move. So all of it is really changing the consistency of my blood, which is the point, to make it less sticky, a little thinner, if you will. So things like unexpected variations in heart rate make me go, whoa, what? Huh? Wait a minute. And I'm coming to the conclusion that perhaps it wasn't the glucose so much as the air quality of 2 days was just so horrendous. It's not much better today, but I'm also not, I'm not driving very hard this morning. I'm just trying to get the walk in, get back in a timely manner. Need to get settled. And maybe spend a little downtime catching up with myself before I have to strap the shoes on again and go to the grocery store for a prescription run and to fill in some holes in the pantry and then get back in time to do some laundry because I'm down to, I got one clean pair of skivvies left, and it's like, I've either got to do it today or tomorrow. And I'd rather have one backup than none. There's an old survivalist saying, if you have two, you have one. If you have one, you have none. And I have a whole plethora of computers, so I keep a bunch of computers on hand, because for me to be without a machine would be would not be pretty. I love my new machine. My new machine is 2 years old at this point. I still running Mint. It's an iBuyPower Mongrel box. I'm not terribly happy that it's water-cooled, but you can't really buy one that's not anymore that has any oomph to it. And it doesn't have the biggest graphics card in it, but it's got a good one. I'm not going to spend $5,000 on a desktop computer just so I can play games that smidgen faster. I'm actually having pretty good luck with GOG getting Linux machine running Windows games in bottles. Buy from GOG, install it with GOG Galaxy, and then run it within Galaxy, and it seems to work pretty well. The first time I tried Fallout New Vegas, it failed. So I loaded it in Lutris, and that worked, which made me think I need to go back and look at GOG again. And sure enough, I went back into Galaxy and fired it up, and it came right up. I guess it just needed to get used to where it was living. I don't know. It was very odd. I should go back into Lutris and delete that copy. Now I find some people. There's a guy with this little pickup stick. Lady with a really cool sun hat. It's a cap, but the bill wraps all the way around the side of her head. She going my way, or she going that way? She's going that way. Good. Okay, good. Oh, that breeze. Nice. Oh, phew. That is delicious. Some rather disturbing sounds coming from that storm, Greg. There's no water. Why did it sound like there was water running? Well, it's splashing around under. I don't think I want to know. Yeah, yesterday's haiku prompt was fall colors, and there were people going, it's too early for fall colors, and it's like, yeah, it is. That was a poor choice on my part. Should have put that off till next month, or even October. I need to refresh my lists a little bit. morning, girls. Excuse me, ladies. They always remind me of Asian woodcuts and master's watercolor paintings. They look so demure with their branches hanging down, swaying gently in the breeze. The other trees must be shading. They're not. There's a lot of breeze, but they're not swaying. Hey, squirrel. Show me your nuts. Acorn, if you got them. I'm about to pull it out of my pocket and see. We are still recording. Hot spit. Because I am its back gate. Impress me with your mighty roar, dickweed. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.